Always looking forward to the weekend, but today even more so. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today, and you better enjoy that blue sky out there while we've got it, because you know it can turn in an instant, and we've got some weather coming this weekend. So get out and enjoy as much of the beautiful area that you live in, Northern Nevada, as much as possible, because there's a lot of it to enjoy. Great expanses, let me tell you. 884-9910, if you'd like to call in with anything that you would like to talk about, I'm always happy to hear from you. Happy, happy, happy. We've got Jerry Evans out and about today. Well, actually, he's not really out and about. He's been at the same location because he does such a good job there. And, well, he's having a blast, literally, from SCI, Safari Club International. And if you've wanted to go, you better go because, well, they're going to be gone for a few years after this year. So go check it out for yourself. He'll be bringing us some special deals and some cool hunts and some of the vendors that are there. So stick around for that. Also, today's poll question. This is really concerning. I don't know what it is about people and the law that, you know, the Democrats go on and on and on that nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law. Yeah, but in the Democrats' mindset, nobody is above the law unless you are an illegal immigrant, unless you are Joe or Hunter Biden, unless you are Adam Schiff, who can just get up and lie right to the Congress. Oh, no, I was just, you know, that was my thoughts on it. No, you're lying to people. You know, the list goes on and on. Hillary Clinton, it's getting really sickening. So today's question, and I hope you are as upset about this as I am, but should ICE be able to and allowed to detain people appearing in court for non-immigrant related items, or even their guests, you know, family members appearing to represent or just watch somebody else? It's not just the defendants, but you will see a lot of the people supporting them show up at court proceedings. And guess what? They're in this country illegally as well. And they have deportation orders. Yet they feel as though, well, I am in a courthouse. I am in a court of law. You know, being here as a representative for a family member, you should not be able to haul me off. Why? I don't care if it's a courthouse, a church, a hospital. I mean, that would actually be convenient for hospitals, too, especially for gangbangers, MS-13 members. Have you seen the latest documentary on MS-13 members? That they're just young, misunderstood kids? That the pictures that are shown through the media of the bangers with the tattoos all up their necks and all over their bodies, and that's not really who MS-13 is? So nobody is above law except for the people and organizations that I just mentioned to you. And I hope you pick up on this fact, especially since yesterday I mentioned that Lavaz here locally is circulating a petition. They only need like 50,000 signatures. They are circulating a petition, even have it online, to get a consulate, a Mexican consulate here in Northern Nevada. Now, I'm wondering what got the ball rolling on this. Could it be because of a young man by the name of Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman? Do they feel he needed more representation or help or someplace to go when he was so poorly treated after murdering four people here in Northern Nevada? Just curious. Illegal is illegal, people. Breaking the law is breaking the law, and one of the big ones is coming into this country illegally. And everywhere around you, people are trying to just throw that to the wind. Because if you don't think that when, not if, when all of that new border wall that has been put in along the south will be disregarded. Well, gosh, Beto said he even wanted it removed. So did the mayor of one of the cities along the border. Or the gates will just be thrown open. This will happen if a Democrat ever gets into the White House again. Or if Democrats have control of the House. Oh, wait, they do already. Or if Democrats get control of the Senate. That's why it is so important for you to participate. Because you've gone for way too long with your head in the sand, and look at where we're at today. It is an all-out war on law enforcement agencies. The police can't talk to ICE. ICE can't arrest people. Elected representatives want ICE just abolished altogether. Well, why don't we just get rid of law enforcement altogether? This seems to be the way we're going. That is the way that we are going. Because the Democrats and the socialists and the communists out there, or let's see, progressives, the left, whatever you want to use as your moniker, all want the same thing. And that is federalized law enforcement. They don't want it in the hands of the people. They don't want it to be controlled by the cities or the counties or even the states. Why? Well, because when federal law enforcement is told to do something, they go out and do it. They're militarized. But guess what? Local law enforcement can stand for themselves. You know, all those sheriffs out there who told Sisolak that, go enforce your own laws. We're not going to enforce your red flag laws. We're not going to go. Our oath also included the Constitution. And we put that above your whims. We'll have more on the recall of Governor Sisolak coming up later on in the show. But there's your poll question. 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question: should Nancy Pelosi be held accountable for destroying that copy of a legal? No. When you're in the House, when you're in the State of the Union, it's still an official document. She tore it up. Should she be punished? 22% of you participating said yes. I mean, said no. No, she was being petty. Nah. 78% said yes. When are we going to start holding people accountable? That's a great question right there, too. When are we going to start holding people accountable? Which goes into today's question. Should ICE be allowed to detain people appearing in court for non-immigration issues or just really anything? Should ICE be allowed to do their job? All right, now that I've gotten that out of my system, let's focus on something fun. How about Safari Club International? Right now, here in Northern Nevada, here in Reno, but don't look for them next year. So let's head on over and check in with Jerry Evans. Hi, Jerry. How's it going out there today?
Well, good. Now, actually, I'm in a better mood than you are, but no, I'm sure you'll cheer up soon.
We're listening out here to the news.
Yeah, you know, and after today, I can really enjoy the show. I'm going to get here tomorrow and then enjoy it this afternoon. And I'm going to invite everybody out there listening to me right now. If you've never been to SCI for whatever reason, maybe it was the cost. If it was the cost, that's not an issue today or tomorrow. All you need is a Nevada hunting license or a Nevada fishing license. You don't even have to join today. We encourage you to do so. It's only $65 a year. But if you don't want to become a member, just come and check it out today or tomorrow. Only $35 will get you in the door today and tomorrow. Get here early if you can't get here today or tomorrow, because it really does take, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of square feet there is here, but it really does take a full day to see everybody. To walk every aisle, you need a full day, and you'll probably want to sit and talk with some of the vendors, whether it be the outfitters or the firearms manufacturers or the optics or the gear companies that are here. All the latest and greatest, it's all here. So again, today or tomorrow, $35 with a valid hunting or fishing license.
Now, Jerry, clarify something, because I did get an email from somebody that they need to go out and get a hunting, you know, or fishing license to get in. And it's like, no, that's not the case. You don't have to have one to get in. You just have to pay the full price.
Well, no. Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Well, you'd have to become, okay, let's clarify it. You'd have to be a member, and you'd have to pay whatever it costs to get in to the showroom floor today. Now, if you want to bypass that and just check it out, you do have to have a valid hunting or fishing license for the state of Nevada. And then if you do, you can get in for $35. Now, if you could, I'm always scheming on ways to save money. You could conceivably go out and get a two-day fishing license and come in here for $35. Now, the total price is probably going to be, I don't know, $55, $65. But come on. You got a hunting or fishing license, you want to take in the greatest hunting show on the planet, the Ultimate Hunters Marketplace, do it. It's $35. So that's the clarification.
Thank you, sir.
Is that a 10-4?
That's a 10-4.
All right. Hey, by the way, Terry, your architect friend or something like that came by to say hi?
Oh, Terry, Melby, yes, he is. He's the one that got me involved with the UNR rifle team, the championship rifle team that is now defunct, courtesy of the University of Nevada, Reno.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, well, anyway, he came by to say hi, and I would assume a lot of your friends will come by and say hi today, so do that. I will. I can't do a Monica impression, but I can pass on between the equipment and the studio that you want to say hi to Monica. I'll be happy to do that for you. Just come to the show today or tomorrow, $35.
Thank you, Jerry. We'll check back with you in about 20 minutes from now, so stop wandering so far.
Away. Okay. Will do.
And make sure you stop by and shake the hand of the man who keeps this radio station, this radio company, and actually all of our sister stations live and local here for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Oh, yeah. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just replying to Heiko's email here. Wanted to know if Bernie was going to be back in Nevada anytime soon. And absolutely, absolutely, Heiko, he will be. They're all talking about it. You know, if you look at what happened in Iowa with the app and everything being messed up there, they're not going to canvass again, but they are going to recount once again. But let's see, New Hampshire and then Nevada. So I believe we're next for the Democrat caucus. And I'm sure Bernie will be here and Buttigieg and, you know, anybody else who wants to try and win those delegates, because that's the big thing for them. Who they do their delegate numbers as who's actually going to be put on the Democrat ticket. So as I try to convince Dixie that the mailman is nobody to bark at because he's usually bringing mommy wonderful things in the mail. Yeah, just get the whole bunch going. Let's check in with Cindy, who is from Minden. And Cindy, what are you talking about? They're closing off public lands in the area?
We have a access here in Minden. It's right off of the Johnson Lane that takes you up to the BLM. Now, yeah. This one short section of road has always been a public access with no restrictions going up from Nye to the BLM. And it also, the public road department from Douglas has access as the clearest straight shot to go up to the water tower that's on the BLM land.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a licensed land surveyor engineer help us in our community of our area for this access road, and has gotten all the documents from the county. We've all been filing our complaints with the county of Douglas and with the HOA as well, because the homeowner has gotten approval from the HOA. Now, the HOA only has 8 feet easement from the fence line of the homeowners there, okay? And so that access was for the horses and the pedestrians, you know, to have access on that 8 feet of easement. There's 3 easements there, and you can't overlap easements. Now, this land that was sold to Sincon developers back in 1994 by Mr. Thomas Abdu, which all those records are all public out there for everybody, has made that grant to have no restrictions to that section for, you know, with the builders.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these avenues of, you know, the legal people, the DA, district attorney, and all that. Of course, everybody's dragging their feet. This has been going on since October. So I've done videos. I've posted them on Facebook. I've gone to Joe Hart. I've done my videos. And, you know, so on Chime In, you know, it's there. The lock gate that's there, excuse me, a person with a custom wheelchair can't get through onto this public road. So I have pictures of, you know, someone making a custom ramp to hold a wheelchair that's welded to a bicycle. They can't get up there, nor can a off-road custom wheelchair person to go up to the BLM. Can't get through there.
Does that also limit fire access, though, Cindy?
Yeah, yes. Yes, it does.
Okay, so now it's putting people's lives in jeopardy as well.
Yes, it does. Now,
what was the reason that they gave for putting the putting the gate up?
They didn't like the dirt, you know, the, you know, inconsiderate people not having respect for, you know, the homeowners there, which, you know, you're going to have that, you know. Most of the residents here, you know, do respect and, you know, not to do that. But, you know, teach your kids how to respect your neighbors would be, you know, nice.
Yeah, and wouldn't it have been...
Could have put up some signs, you know, slows, you know, speed bumps, anything to, you know,
could have maybe just in that little area put down some, you know, some tar, maybe pave it just a little bit?
Well, yeah. Now, the HOA is liable for the 8 feet easement to maintain, you know, debris, weeds, exit, you know, that kind of stuff. Has never done.
Oh, so they're not keeping up their part either with keeping actually even the fire fuels down.
Now, I've gone out to Douglas County Public Works that uses the access to get up to the water tower up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he has said, I have never given permission to approve a gate. And I tried to go on live. I asked if I could record his statement. He said, he stampered.
And yeah.
Until the DA has finished. Yeah, because the DA is still, you know, investigating.
Cindy, so, how can people help you? Do you have all of this online somewhere where people can go look at it?
Well, I have my Facebook. I put all that out on. I was on nextdoor.com for Skyline and Johnson Lane Community. But, you know, that's out there. The documents that the licensed land surveyor has put out there, all his aerial shots, the county record docs numbers, and all that is out there.
Okay, tell you what, Cindy, because I've got to take a Fox News break here, email me just some basics what you have on the Facebook page where I can find it and I can go see this stuff for myself. And then I will start pumping this out to the public because this is important. Again, you can't just go and change the rules. You can't just go and put stuff up. That's what we're here for. This is your voice and this is your place to get it out. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more, including a special guest who will be in Douglas County. Yes, he will be the guest speaker, actually, at the Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. And that is David Harris coming up after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show here, and it is your show. Doesn't matter what I'm talking about because you can break in at any time. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So as you heard earlier there in the Fox News report, Dems are already trying to come up with a new way to attack President Trump and, you know, go for new impeachments. And is this what you want? Do you want a duly elected president to just, you know, be there working, getting things done for this country, making this country a better place and bringing it back to the prosperity and the world power that it once was? And the opposing party who lost just being, you know, took a sore and just going after him every second of every minute of every day, wasting taxpayer dollars and not getting anything done? How are Democrats getting elected to office? Because it doesn't matter that this is on the federal stage. It starts here locally. This is just the mindset of Democrats and what they support. And that is government takeover, government in charge of everything. I hope you join me. I got my times wrong. I hope you join me at 11:30. David J. Harris Jr. is going to be joining me at 11:30, not 10:30. And he is one of the leaders and one of the gentlemen who started Blexit. And that's the black exit from the Democrat Party. And he is so outspoken and still working so hard on this movement. And he's just incredible. He is going to be the guest speaker at the Douglas County Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. So I hope you are able to participate in that. I would love to see you down there, shake your hand. But if you want to come hear David speak, it's going to be a powerful, powerful night. Sunday night, the 16th, douglasgop.org. If you would like to get your tickets, get them now. It's going to be at the Carson Valley Inn. So we're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Because he's also very funny. Good guy. So not only do we sit around and Democrats coming up with new ways to annoy President Trump and the rest of the country, they just don't enforce the law. They just don't enforce the law. So our poll question at 991fmtalk.com is, should ICE be able to do their job? Should it matter if you're at court and showing up to visit someone or showing up to, well, have charges brought against you? Should it matter when ICE shows up to do their job? Log on and answer today's poll question. We just don't hold people accountable. But why hold people accountable if you don't allow law enforcement to actually do their job? You don't let them enforce the law of no camping along the river. You know, that used to be a thing where vagrants would actually hide, you know, further away along the river and along the river trail. Somebody actually voted no. You've got to be kidding me. Somebody actually voted no that I should not be allowed to do their job. Please call into the show. 884-9910. I would really like to know your justification for that, for not allowing ICE to do their job. Just curious. But even in New York now, where they've basically abolished all of those crimes, even people getting stabbed. It's not just about urinating or defecating in public. People are getting physically harmed, robbed. You know, Giuliani had this place cleaned up. People wanted to go to Broadway. People wanted to go and see the sights, be tourists. Now I have no intention of going to New York, which has always been one of my dreams, unless I have armed bodyguards. Because that's pretty much the only way you can protect yourself is if you're somebody like Bloomberg or de Blasio or, you know, Cuomo, where you have other people protecting you. It's just sad that we have gotten to this state of affairs. But it's the same problem in San Francisco when they started laxing their laws. Okay, we're not going to enforce this because it's a hardship on people. A hardship on people? Don't you think it's a hardship on me when I get mugged? Don't you think it's a hardship on me when I walk through an area and I get typhus? It's a hardship on people. We're fining the poorest people out there. Well, you know what? Punishment doesn't have to be in the way of a fine. Money is not the end-all be-all when it comes to, well, being held accountable. Why not for the vagrants, especially here in Northern Nevada, why don't you put them on cleanup crews and clean up a majority of the trash and garbage and waste that they're creating? Why should the workers at Tumwa or the workers for the city be paid to go out and clean up feces and clean up dirty needles and just garbage everywhere when the people creating it could be held accountable? Answer the question. I don't see how that is such a hardship. It's incredible. The things that we are letting slide that is putting us all into an unsafe position. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with David this morning. Hi, David. You wanted to talk about immigration?
Yes. I want to point out that it all comes down to one single common denominator, and that is, why are and has the Democratic Party always wanted to keep the African-American people in the position that they are, reliant on them? Why do the Democrats want the borders to be open? It's all the same thing, votes. We need the Hispanic illegal vote. We need the suppressed African-American vote. It's all about the votes.
That's why it's so important to listen to people like David Harris Jr. and to the entire Hispanic and Black communities out there. That if you want to succeed in life, if you want something for your children, something that is better, then you have to vote Republican. There's just no ways around it.
And that's absolutely right. And it needs to be pointed out to the Hispanic community, you're not being invited into this country to be the exercise in freedom and opportunity. You're being brought into this country to be held under the thumb for unearned entitlements and reliant on the Democrats so you'll vote for them. I mean, it's a big scam, and hopefully everybody sees through it.
David, thank you so much for your thoughts and your call at 884-9910. And it goes further than that because it also keeps people down into the position where they have to turn to drugs for financial security. They're used as drug mules. They keep going back and forth. It just, look at the statistics. Look at the numbers. Hey, speaking of numbers, producer Craig did a little bit of research. The building itself at the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitor Center is 500,000 square feet. And that's not even including all of the tents that have been, that have taken over the parking lots, both all the parking lots out there at the convention center for SCI, Safari Club International. So let's go to Jerry Evans, who is there right now and still trying to make his way through all of the exhibits. Hi, Jerry.
Well, you know, you could wear one of those Fitbit things and step that off. 500,000 paces today to see everything in the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Hey, Monica, how's it going?
I was supposed to be calming down by this point in the show, but I haven't.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of that. I got a special guest that I'm going to record an interview here with just in just a moment. So I want to be short and brief and to the point. $35 will get you in the show today or tomorrow with a valid Nevada hunting or fishing license. When you're in the show, if you're thinking about maybe going to South America, Argentina, go see my friends at Catina Safaris Argentina. They'll do a special deal for you if you go by, say you heard it on the radio, and let them know that. Talk to Matt or Nicholas there. And also, later on this year, we'll be giving away another Cast and Blast trip for six down the Snake and the Salmon River up in Idaho. And last year, we got Legacy Sports International provided a brand new shotgun for that trip as well. And that's who I'm going to be talking to. They have a great big major announcement to make, and we're going to get that recorded and use it a little bit later on a Nevada Wild episode on Sundays at 10 o'clock. But yeah, great day today, $35 today or tomorrow with a valid Nevada hunting or fishing license. And if you'll excuse me, I'll get back to that interview, and then I've got to start on that 500,000 square feet. There are well over 1,000 vendors here, and not just hunting vendors. It's all the latest optics, firearms, gear, footwear, art, taxidermy, sculptures, furs, any and everything you can think of. Over 1,000 vendors here at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Thank you, Mom.
All right. Well, I'm hurt now because all special announcements are supposed to be made on my show, especially when you're breaking in every half hour. So just, you know, keep that in mind. But thank you, Jerry.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. Thank you very much. All right. So if you want to go down, make sure you also find Jerry and give him an earful. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show here, and I tell you, a lot of emails coming in at monica991fmtalk.com. And yes, I am a little riled up today, and I know it's Friday, and it's supposed to be about getting out and enjoying the beautiful wonder we have here in Northern Nevada, but you know what? At some point, you're not going to be able to go out and enjoy this beautiful wonder because Democrats are literally making it impossible. Not only do Democrats here in Northern Nevada want now a Mexican consulate, which, by the way, thank you, John, for reminding me of that. A consulate is foreign sovereign soil. So if we had one of those honorary consulates, does that count as well? Because when you look down at Las Vegas, that's what a lot of them are, honorary consulates. Do they treat people the same? Going to have to look into that because they're pushing to get one here. But as Brian just sent me this email, as related to your question on the movement to block ICE from being able to arrest illegal immigrants at the courthouse, I'm thinking that if any of us citizens were at the courthouse and law enforcement knew that we had a warrant or detainer, we would get arrested. We would, Brian. Anything that law-abiding citizens or even the criminal element of American citizens will see punishment and detention before any illegal. Because, I don't know, maybe the Democrats don't know how you'll vote. They don't care. This doesn't stop here. And the reason that I am so passionate about this today is because of what I came across last night. And that there is a bill. See, I can't even say there. There is a bill pending in Congress right now that got one of those cutesy names that make people feel good when they hear it, that I'm going to bring you more of in the next half hour. If you want to look it up for yourself so you can share along and follow along in the next half hour, I'd love it. All you have to do is use whatever search engine you want and look up New Way Forward Act. New Way Forward. This has received literally no publicity, and it is a bill in Congress. Those people that swear that oath and care so much about the Constitution of the United States of America. Yeah, right. We'll be back after this Fox Business and Fox News update on your live and local FM talk show, 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show for this Friday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here.